Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast. I'm Kelly Campbell, the co-host of the show. Today, we're going to be talking about the power of partnership, how to get others to do what you want them to do. Our guest is Dr. Alan Zimmerman.
Well, good morning, Kelly, and good morning to everybody else. Hope you're having a great day.
Thank you for joining us. This topic is important to LNCs and life care planners because we need to work together. Dr. Zimmerman is a certified speaking professional and an inductee into the Speaker Hall of Fame. He is ranked among the top 1% of all speakers worldwide. Of course, you may already be familiar with Dr. Zimmerman. You may have seen him on CNN, on the CBS Morning Show, or may have heard him speak at any number of conferences. Or you may have read his books, several of which have become number one on Amazon.com. Welcome. Let's start learning. So you say everyone is asking the same questions in life and at work, no matter what their title might be. What is that question?
I think everybody is asking the same question, and that is, how do I get people to do what I want them to do? All legal nurse consultants, parents, spouses, teachers, executives, managers, everybody asking the same question. How do I get people to do what I want them to do? It's a critical question, and people are looking for that answer.
So you speak about something you call, I read up on you and listened, you speak about something you call the cooperation principle and say it is at the core of getting people to do what you want them to do. Can you please explain the cooperation principle to our audience?
Yes, it's a simple statement, but profound. And that is, to the degree that you give others what they need, they'll give you what you need. You can take courses in motivation, persuasion, salesmanship. You can take courses that bring you a master's degree, a doctor's degree. But everything you learn about working with people, no matter how fancy it might be phrased, will go back to that sentence. To the degree you give others what they need, they'll give you what you need.
Similar to the win-win principle.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So that comes down to a good, simple report that's easy to read, not above the medical terminology, explaining.
When I say, to the degree you give others what they need, they'll give you what you need, there are a couple implications, and people often misunderstand the principle. First of all, if you have to give them what they need, that presumes you know what they need. And a mistake that most people make is presume everybody needs the same thing. It might sound fair, but it doesn't work. What do they need? For example, I might give someone a commendation, say, great job, and they might say, talk is cheap, give me a raise. Got to give them what they need, got to know what they need. But the second implication is, notice the sequence. First, you give them what they need, then they give you what you need. And most people get this backwards, Kelly. It might be the executive that says, I'll praise my employees when they work harder. Or it might be a parent that says, I'll believe in my kids if they get better grades in school. Or perhaps a spouse might say, yeah, I'll be more affectionate if he or she is nicer to me. But that's not the way cooperation or engagement works. First, you praise the employees, then they produce more. First, you believe in your kids, then they get better grades. First, give affection, then receive affection. Got to get the sequence right.
Okay, that's clear enough. But you say a person must understand two simple but critical implications to make that work for you.
Yeah, like I just mentioned, the first one, got to know what they need. And everybody has what I call a respect frame. In other words, these are the things you can do to make me feel important, respected, cared for, and loved. The difficulty is what's in your respect frame, or a client's respect frame, or your attorney's respect frame are all a bit different. And most natural thing to do, and I want cooperation, is to draw from my frame of reference, give to them. May not fall within their respect frame. Thereby, no sense of respect, importance, and no cooperation. Got to know what they need. That's the first one. And then, got to give them what they need first, then receive back the cooperation you want.
Okay, so you need to speak their language. Okay, so from what I understand, you say there are five languages of cooperation.
Yeah.
What
For
are they?
example,
And how can we make them work for us?
okay, good question. I could tell my wife, for example, that I love her in French, je t'aime. I speak a little French.
Oh, impressive.
But if I told her that I loved her in French and she only understood German, we would not connect. I have good words, good intentions, nice thoughts, no communication. In a similar sense, I think one thing your legal nurse consultants might need to remember. All of their clients, whether in the office or out in the field somewhere, have a particular language that turns on their cooperation. If you don't know their language and speak their language, you don't get the cooperation that you fully need. As you mentioned, there are five languages. I can give them to you briefly and explain more in detail if you like.
Yes, please.
The first language is belonging. People are wondering, do I fit in? Am I respected, understood? Is this my group, my team? Do I fit in here? A sense of belonging. And I think the person that said it very well, Dale Carnegie, he talked about how to win friends and influence people years ago. But he made a profound statement. He says, you can make more friends in 2 weeks by showing interest in others. You can in 2 years when you get others interested in you. People are looking at someone that wants to make them feel like they belong. It's first language. Second language is respect. People might say, I don't care how much you pay me, if you don't feel respected, never get the most from me. Respect. The third language, communication. Keep them fully informed. Even though people might say, I hate all those meetings, memos, and emails, hate all that stuff. People hate it more not knowing what's going on. Keep them fully informed, lots of communication. The fourth language is fun. We're in a serious profession here with legal nurses, obviously, very serious kind of work. It doesn't have to mean that all of our work time and interaction time is grim. It may be a moment of laughter, a little joyfulness, a joke, teasing once in a while with office co-mates, oh, whomever. In other words, people are turned on some folks by having a little more fun in the interaction. And the fifth language is tangibles. I get something from it. Well, obviously we get a paycheck when we do our jobs, but maybe it might be something as simple as comments of commendation, something tangible that I can see, I can hear. Those languages, belonging, respect, communication, fun, and tangibles.
That makes so much sense to me. The communication part, I know some nurses, and in the beginning, I was like this. I was nervous because I thought attorneys are so busy. I don't want to pester them. But I realized the communication via an email or a quick note saying this report is coming along. Here's some of the highlights. It does make a world of difference, and
Yeah.
it makes you belong and be a better part of the team rather than just sending the report in right on the due date.
Absolutely. In fact, along that communication language, we did a study a while ago. We asked 5,000 managers in all types of industry this question. We said, here are 10 factors we think improve cooperation, morale, engagement, motivation of employees. Would you please rank them? What's number one most important down through 10 least important? We got a fairly easy consensus. They told us number eight, one of the least important things to do was making your people feel important. Number nine was keeping them fully informed, and 10, give them coaching when they need it. We said, that's very interesting, thank you. We then surveyed the 50,000 employees managed by the 5,000 managers. Gave them the same question. Here are 10 factors we think are important for employee morale, motivation, cooperation, engagement. Here's the employees. Tell us, what's number one most important down through 10 least important? You might guess what we found out. It was the exact opposite. Whereas the managers said 8, 9, and 10 were importance, feeling engaged, being recognized, being fully informed and coaching, the employees put those as 1, 2, and 3. Number 2 of all 10 was being fully informed. No surprises, lots of communication.
I'm going to pause this interview for a moment to relate this podcast to one of my two newest books, How to Create Lasting LNC Client Relationships. This is book 10 of the Creating a Successful Legal Nurse Consulting Practice series, written by me, Pat Iyer. It provides a deep dive into the relationship between legal nurse consultants and their clients. Working with attorneys is challenging and rewarding. Without a steady stream of attorneys who love working with you, your legal nurse consulting business collapses. Does that worry you? It should. The core of being a successful legal nurse consultant is being able to effectively work with attorneys. You can have an aggressive marketing program to bring in new clients, but if you cannot retain them, you will be endlessly spending money and spinning your wheels. Your clients will stay with you when you understand what they want, how they're wired, and how you can do a great job for them. When I ran my independent LNC business, some attorneys stayed with me for more than 20 years. How to Create Lasting LNC Client Relationships explains the best way to build a solid client retention program using strategies that work to identify the desirable clients and avoid the troublemakers. This is an essential reference for every LNC. Get your copy at http://lnc.tips/creating-series. That link again is http://lnc.tips/creating-series. And that is a redirect link that takes you to legalnursebusiness.com. You can order this book or any of the other books in the series. Now let's return to the show.
Yes. Now, that being said, you did surveys. That brings me to my next question. How do you know what someone's preferred language is?
Yeah, that is a good question.
If we only knew that, right?
Well, there is an answer.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because we tend to speak our language. In other words, my language might be affirmations, recognition, positive feedback. And so I can give that to my wife 1,000 times. I love you, I love you, I love you. She might say, talk is cheap, take out the garbage. It's a different language. And so I've developed a technique called brave questions. They'll help you understand what their language is. You speak more of their language to them and get more from them. Brave questions. What I find in most work relationships, whether it's with your client, a coworker, or even at home, we get stuck on functional communication. In other words, what time are the kids coming home? When is that meeting? When does a client need that document? Yes, we need that information, absolutely, but it doesn't build engagement or teamwork. That comes from a deeper kind of question I call a brave question. You start with the 5 W's or 1 H. You know what they are. Who, what, when, where, why, and how. For example, It may be something along the lines of, what was the highlight of your day? What three things are most important in this case?
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah. What two things caused your stomach to rumble when you look at these reports? On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the quality of our interaction? What can we do to bring that up 1 point? There are hundreds and thousands of questions. And when you ask these kinds of things, for example, when you've done a good job, what kind of recognition would you like? They'll know which language they want. Is it more belonging, more fun, something tangible? So I'm really pushing people to ask those tougher, braver questions. The more you do that, the more you'll know what their language is, so you won't be guessing what you need to say to them to get their cooperation back.
My wheels are turning. And I have a specific client in mind because I need to maintain, get more business because they are a busy group. My wheels are turning. So helpful. Okay, so let's say you speak someone's language. Here we go. I have a list of questions here. Let's say you speak someone's language, but they still don't cooperate with you.
It's an important question. What I find is this. If I am listening to them, speaking their language, I believe I'm on target and doing the right kinds of things that we've spoken about so far, and it's still not working. And then I go into what I call a yuck-a-duck situation. Y-U-C-K, yuck-a-duck.
Okay, I like it.
And the common way I illustrate this is when I'm teaching an audience. I say, I've got a question. Who would be willing to volunteer and come up in front of the group right now and play a game called yuck-a-duck? And they all look at the floor. They get nervous. They get scared. Sounds crazy. Sounds weird. They might be embarrassed.
I'd be raising my hand, Dr. Zimmerman.
You're one of the few. typically 1%. And then I'll say, well, that's fine. Let me just stop for a moment, and I'll walk amongst the audience and turn to somebody and say, I want to ask you a question. Why did you not volunteer for yuck-a-duck? I don't care what the answer is. Just be honest with me. The person might say, well, I didn't know what you meant by yuck-a-duck. I say, fine. Ask somebody else, why didn't you volunteer? Well, I don't want to get in front of the room and make a fool of myself. Or ask somebody else, why aren't you volunteering? Well, I'd rather just sit here and watch. I'm comfortable just sitting here. I'll ask a lot of people. And then I'll suggest this, that when people are not cooperating with you, it always comes down to one of five reasons. And you just heard all these reasons uttered by your coworkers here. The first one, they don't know what the rules are. They don't know what yuck-a-duck means. What do I have to do? If you're proposing some action, behavior you want from somebody else, they don't fully understand you. They don't know the rules. They have a fear of the unknown. They pull back. They don't cooperate. It's the first question. They may not know the rules, and that's why they're not cooperating. They don't fully understand. Number two is they don't like the rules. They might say, well, I understand what we have to do for this case. I understand the next steps in these documents in the legal process. But number two, I don't like that. I don't want to do that. And we all know people who understand their job description but don't like some change that they might have to implement. So they don't like what you're suggesting. They also put brakes on their cooperation. The third reason people won't cooperate is they don't trust you, the players. They might say, I don't know about these attorneys. I don't know about that nurse. I don't know about that coworker. And they don't fully trust you. They also just hold back on their cooperation. Well, some folks go this far and say, well, I know the rules. I know my job description. I know the process. Number two, I like the people here. I like what we're doing. Number three, I trust all these good folks. But number four, I don't care. I don't want to do it. And we all know folks who don't care about engaging, being fully motivated. Come across folks who say things like this, I've just got 4 more years, 3 months, and 2 days, and I'm out of here. All they care about is getting out of the place, not making a contribution. The fifth one is, I don't see any rewards. when I ask the audience, why didn't you volunteer? They say, I don't see what the big deal is, what I get out of it. They don't see something valuable in it. I might learn something, I might have some fun, it might make the case successful, improve our relationship. If I can't see some rewards, no need to cooperate. So I tell people, when you see somebody fighting you, not cooperating, stop and take a minute and think, which of those five is causing their lack of cooperation? Number one, don't know the rules. Two, don't like the rules. Three, don't trust the players. Four, don't care. Or five, see no rewards. If you figure out which one is missing, give that to them. You'll instantly turn on their cooperation.
Well, that's very valuable. I think for our business, I think most of the time we will encounter number three and number five. In the beginning, they might not know us or trust us. And number five, they don't understand the value of what we can bring.
Yeah, when you understand that and start giving more of that to them, you'll see a lot of the barriers melt away.
Great. Well, how do we keep learning from you, Dr. Zimmerman? Because not only to just volunteer to play Yucca Duck, but to really learn and, you know, keep learning how to get others to do what we want, because we want business. And I think that's the power of partnership, because we want others to do what we want.
Absolutely. I got a couple things. If you go to my website, which is simply drzimmerman.com, that's DR for Dr. Zimmerman, Z-I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N, drzimmerman.com, you'll find my website. I've got a weekly newsletter called Dr. Zimmerman's Tuesday Tips. It's one of the longest lasting newsletters in the world, with one of the largest subscriptions, hundreds of thousands of folks. I write articles every week, free of charge, on cooperation, engagement, motivation, attitude, relationships, tons of material free of charge. Also, send you a free book when you sign up for that. If you like any of the products that I have, seminars, information along those lines, you'll find it all on the website, drzimmerman.com.
Oh, well, I am signing up for Tuesday Tips. That is great. And I am so glad that Pat and you met at a national speakers meeting. That's so great. So thank you for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Have a great day, Kelly, and everybody listening. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Thank you. All right, audience, be sure to tell another legal nurse consultant about Legal Nurse Podcast. We count on you loving to spread the word about our show. Ask your fellow LNCs to go to legalnursebusiness.com to subscribe to the show. Thanks. Have a good one.
And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you two online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.